This is Wild About Utah.
I doubt there was a song left unsung as I worked my way up Birch Canyon early a.m. Testosterone-laden birds fill the morning with delight. Robins, finches, meadowlarks, song sparrows, what a marvelous symphony. I breathe deeply to fully absorb air filled with titillating odors from last night's gentle spring rain, nature's perfume, free and priceless. Water surging down Summit and Birch Creek, released from winter's cold grip. Further along, I take notice of recent bloom, glacier lilies exploding with bluebells, soon to follow, yellow bells and sage with promise of early Indian paintbrush, arrowleaf balsam root and penstemon only a few weeks away now. Thanks to Earth's 23-degree tilted axis, spring is in full swing. This, combined with the annual journey around our medium-sized star, brings the rebirth once again. How boring it would be had it been a tilt of 0 degrees, negating our seasonal change. We complain as temperatures swing wildly from 60-degree days plummeting to 30s in the course of a few hours. But please don't despair. It may return to pleasantness almost as quickly. I would not care to be a meteorologist in San Diego, where temperatures rarely deviate more than a few degrees, winds are calm, and precipitation comes primarily during winter in dribbles. I relish the beauty and drama of a cumulonimbus cloudburst pummeling me with a deluge of rain, pushed by strong wind, spawned by a warm, moist air mass colliding with another cool and dry. Grand cymbals crashing as lightning energizes countless trillion molecules of nitrogen and oxygen. How could something minute as a gas particle make such a ruckus? Miracles abound. A spring trek across Zion National Park last week to welcome spring on the south end. Townsend solitaires, scrub jays, stellar jays, mountain chickadees, and a courtship drumming of woodpecker species were there to welcome me. White-throated swifts launched from towering cliffs with occasional canyon wrens emitting cascading, descending notes from their vertical realm. All three species of nuthatches were present, white and red-breasted, with small flocks of gregarious pygmies in ponderosa pine forest, busily searching bark crevices for delectable grubs and insect eggs. Indian potato and spring beauty were found among the sage near 8,000 feet beneath the lava point. These delectables were enjoyed by Native Americans. I sampled a few flowers, leaving the mini potato-like roots undisturbed. I enjoyed waterleaf stems growing in hardwood forested areas. After 36 miles of sublime scenery beyond comprehension, I descended into throngs of park visitors from many distant lands, evident by their strange dialects. There are no down seasons in Zion these days that I once enjoyed years ago while working as a park seasonal. But the stunning beauty remains, with new greenery showing on cottonwood and box elder in contrast to the warm glow of massive cliff. Please don't inquire of me which season I enjoy most.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
This is Jack Green, and I'm Wild About Utah.